This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Seagull Stadium, live with head coach Jim Berkman. Congratulations on the win, coach.
Thank you.
It was another fast attack for your team. The last three games, your team has gone out and scored four goals and not allowed any. What do you attribute these fast starts to?
Well, good faceoff play, obviously, is critical. You know, we were pretty dominating on defense today throughout the game, really limiting any of their opportunities. I mean, they only had seven shots, you know, at halftime, and they had turned the ball over 16 times. The reality situation is that to be in a halftime with a 5-1 lead when we had numerous opportunities and we weren't very efficient on offense puts a lot of pressure on your defense, because we really should have had probably 9 or 10 goals at halftime given the number of possessions that the D gave us.
They had just Mary Washington having just 10 shots through the third quarter before they put their shot total up in the fourth. What do you attribute just that low
shot
total?
That was just defense. I mean, we just shut them out down. They had nobody that could beat any of our D guys, and they couldn't generate any offense. And you know, and then we could force them into turnovers after handling the ball for so long. But our D really played some great lockdown D, and you know, when they did get a shot, we got, you know, a couple saves that from Connor Anderson that really negated any offense on their part. But again, we weren't very efficient on offense today. It wasn't one of our better offensive performances in the last five games. And especially when we got out of the gate 4-0 after that, until the fourth quarter, there was a period of about 30 minutes where we were struggling to generate anything on the offensive end.
Talking about Connor Anderson, he had a couple of pretty nice saves in that first half, to say the least. Do you think those saves really contribute into what your team was able to do into the second?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we locked them down and they didn't get anything, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, they're going to get one or two good shots on goal, and then when he comes up with a big save, that kind of really bursts their bubble, you know, because it keeps it, instead of 4-1, 4-2 after our inefficiency on offense, it's still 4-0. So, you know, those three saves in the first half were pretty big saves, and that was really their three best opportunities.
We saw Carson Kalama come out in the first quarter, another two goals. He's had a tear of late, I guess you could say. And you talked about a breakout game against Cabrini. How important is it that he seems to be finding his stride?
Well, it was good that he got right on it early, you know, with a couple goals. He also missed a couple other opportunities in tight that he really could have had another three or four today. But, you know, he stuck too early. That gives you a little bit momentum, and it was good to see him get out of the gate early again today.
We did see Nate Blondino, saw him in the first man-up chance, and then saw him a bit more as the game progressed, and then he ends up getting that goal in the fourth. What did you see out there from him?
Well, he's still real tentative, you know, as far as not having played and being out of shape, and he's really sore from maybe just the 2 days of practice that he's had. His body's just killing him right now because he hasn't been able to run for 3 months. So, you know, he'll continue to improve. You know, I'd still say he's 2 weeks away from being back to hopefully where he was in the fall as our most dominating player.
There was goal scoring aplenty by your team. There was a lot of opportunities from a lot of different places in a lot of different scenarios. What do you attribute that to?
Well, they were pressing down. They're a pretty good riding team, but they also expose themselves a little bit when they do that. They like to extend and shut off some people. And, you know, Andrew Turnahan was able to run by the pole when they overextended. And Davis Anderson got through on a ride when they were overextending on the ride. It gave, you know, two goals from our defensive midfield, which we haven't had all year, which is kind of nice too.
The faceoffs. Talked about the faceoffs at halftime. Looking at it, they had three faceoff wins in the first half. Did Mary Washington? Two of them were on violations. How we're seeing what looks to be Cameron Maples and this faceoff unit as a whole getting better and better. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, I mean, they've been the key the last five games of giving us more possessions. I mean, Andrew Turnahan has emerged on the wing as just a top-notch wing player with a long pole, and Davis Anderson, you know, great stick and getting the ball off the ground when Cam doesn't get it. But those guys, you know, did a great job. The unit continues to improve, and you know, even a couple that we didn't win, we really won, and then they were just checked out of our sticks. So, you know, it was a good effort again at the X.
This team has certainly looks to be clicking in most of their game. that we've seen the last couple weeks. We're heading into a very big contest against Stevenson. It always seems to be a big game against Stevenson. How important is it that this team seems to be riding high on their confidence and playing well?
Well, you know, we're definitely going to have our hands full with the pressure that they bring onto the defensive end on Wednesday, and we've got to limit the turnovers that we had tonight, because we can't give a team like Stevenson the opportunities that we gave Mary Washington today. So, you know, we've got to play a lot more efficient on offense than we did the other day. We're going to have great play at the faceoff once again, and, you know, hopefully our defense continues to shut down the opponent.
Well, thank you, Coach. We'll let you get out of here and enjoy the win, and we will see you again on Wednesday.